In the pursuit of success, what some people have already discovered, and others will soon discover, is that it's much easier to reach success than it is to sustain success. It's much easier to get married and have a family than it is to sustain a successful family. It's much easier to start a career than it is to sustain a successful career. And it is far easier to give your life to Jesus than to become a successful follower of Jesus. Sustainable success requires discipline. Motivation and inspiration will get you started, but when motivation and inspiration fades, it is discipline that will lead you to sustainable success. Now, discipline is not a quality any one of us is born with. It's a quality that we must learn and develop. In the very first chapter of the book of Proverbs, Solomon writes, "These are the Proverbs of Solomon, David's son, king of Israel. Their purpose is to teach people wisdom and discipline, to help them understand the insights of the wise. Their purpose is to teach people to live disciplined and successful lives." So how do we learn and develop discipline? Discipline is learned and developed through self-discipline. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians, "All athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that will fade away. But we do it for an eternal prize. So I run with purpose in every step. I'm not just shadow boxing. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should." Discipline is also learned and developed through human discipline. "Let the righteous discipline me. Let the faithful correct me. Let my head never reject that kind of fine oil, because my prayers are always against the deeds of the wicked," says Psalm 141. And finally, discipline is learned and developed through divine discipline. Psalms 94 said, "Blessed is the one you discipline, Lord, the one you teach from your law." Motivation and inspiration will get you started to the road of success, but it is discipline that will lead you to sustainable success.